My name is Samuel Nderetu, the Executive Director of the Grover Intensive Agriculture Center of Kenya, GIDIAC. I advocate for clean, healthy, fair and affordable food, which is organically grown. And my work is to train farmers and to empower smallholder farmers in our country, Kenya. And we are situated in Thika sub-county, in Kiambu County, in a place called Muruga. We are developing a center where farmers come to train and to get the knowledge in agricultural production and especially the agroecological practices that are healthy to the environment. I want to talk about seeds, and the seeds are one of the most important components when it comes to agricultural production and food production in general. As we know, farmers cannot grow food without seeds, and that's a fact. The fact is, seed is one of the most important things that are needed for us to eat. Without seeds, there's no food. Without food, seed security, there's no food security. And therefore, I want to stress on how farmers should save their seeds, how they should grow their seeds. And I'm not just talking about seeds. I'm talking about indigenous, open pollinated, the higher loom varieties that are ours, not imported seeds. Talking about imported seeds, these are hybrids and genetically modified organisms, which are not good for us. We as Kenyans, I believe that we have enough sufficient seeds that we can be able to grow enough food for everyone without borrowing food from outside. And the trend has been, since independence, Kenya has been having a lot of food. In fact, we have even been giving food to our neighboring countries, like these neighboring countries like Uganda, Tanzania, Malawi. We give them food, but currently, after the introduction of hybrids and synthetic chemicals, Kenya has become so poor that they are now borrowing food or getting food from outside. We are even getting eggs and chicken from outside the country. That's a big shame.
The introduction of the Green Revolution in the 1960s was aimed at increased food production using high-yield varieties and agricultural chemicals which are industrially made. However, the Green Revolution brought in a lot of disadvantages, like environmental harm through the use of harmful and hazardous chemicals. Also, it is the biggest cause of climate change, and it has made agricultural production to be very expensive because of the high prices of agricultural inputs. It has also created resistance of pests and diseases.
Tunauza zile certified seeds only. Yellow maize, na this, that one, zero six, and this pioneer. Yellow maize.
Smallholder farmers have, however, realized that the continuous use of chemicals and industrial seeds are the major causes of food decline in the country. Farmers are now in dire need of cheaper, yet the best indigenous technologies that will reverse the scenarios of reduced food production to a scenario where sustainable food production will be restored. Seeds at the AgroVet, they sell us hybrid seeds which are not organic. The vegetable you see here, like amaranth, is not grown anymore. Instead, at the market, people unknowingly buy hybrid varieties. We get to live to our 70s because we grow our own organic food.
Most of the time, when the rains come, farmers don't have seeds. So they'll wait until they get money to go to the agrovets so that they buy hybrid seeds or even genetically modified organisms, which is not good. That's not a good practice. A good practice is where farmers will be able to save their own seeds. It doesn't matter how much or what type of seeds, but the seeds that they have grown, they know that that's their seeds. They save them somewhere in a corner or in a seed bank or in an organized store somewhere, so that when the rains come, the seeds are there, ready to be put on the ground, so that now they're able to grow their food. But the trend has been farmers having to wait until the rain has gone, and that's where they get money to go to the agrovets. So we want to revert and help farmers to change that notion that it's only hybrids that can give them food, that it's only GMOs that can give them food. If you visit our farmers, you'll find out that farmers that have grown hybrids versus the farmers that have grown open pollinated higher varieties, there's no comparison. Because our farmers that are growing our own seeds, indigenous seeds, are able to grow food, are able to produce food, they're able to harvest, as opposed to the ones that have grown hybrids. Why? Climate change. It has come with a lot of impact, negative impact. There's not enough rain. And therefore, when you grow the industrialized seeds, industrial seeds, using industrial chemicals, then they require a lot of rain. They require a lot of water for them to grow, to germinate, and to put in seeds and put in food. But our indigenous foods are able to, they're drought resistant. And therefore, farmers in the end, they'll be able to grow food and say that, yes, we have food. We have enough food for ourselves, for the family, and for the country. So why can't our farmers embrace our own seeds? The thing is, our farmers have been brainwashed. They have been brainwashed by multinational companies. They tell them that it's only the imported seeds that can grow food, which is not right. It is not correct. Our indigenous food, like cassava, like sweet potatoes, like indigenous maize, indigenous beans, all those crops, our bananas, they are able to grow food sufficient enough for the family, sufficient enough for the country. And therefore, I believe, and I strongly believe, that organic farming using indigenous seeds can be able to feed this country and feed the country very well. No lies that it's only industrial chemicals and industrial seeds can feed the country. That's a big lie. It is our own seeds. It is our own knowledge, indigenous knowledge, that will give us food, that will make us rich.
My name is Mary Njoki from the GBX Seed Department.
Na nimesimamia upande wa department ya seed bank. Na ukiangalia katika hii seed bank yetu iko na mbegu zote za kiasili.
Our seed department has indigenous seeds like beans, maize, soya beans, herbs, lablab, amaranth and cowpeas. These are the seeds we use to train and give out to families.
So, us like GBAC, we do exchange of seed. Kwa farmers wenye tunakuanga na wao, wanatuletea, na sisi tunawape zenye tuko nazo. Na ukiangalia kwa hii seed bank yetu, kuna vile tunajaribu kuweka mbegu zetu. Ukiangalia, tumeziweka kwa tins.
We store our seeds in airtight tins and cylinders.
And that's why unaona tumeziweka kwa hizo cylinders. And still, kwa seed bank, tuna preserve.
We use organic preservatives for our seeds, like cow dung ash, sisal, tephrosia, and pepper.
Kwa majina naitwa Lucy Mwiche. Nafanya kazi hapa kama academic and training program coordinator. Nitazungumzia kuhusu mambo na changamoto za wakulima zenye wanapata kupitia hizi mbegu zetu za kiasili. Kumekuwa na shida nyingi sana kuhusu mbegu za kiasili. Sababu moja ni kwamba hatuna idhini ya kukua na hizo mbegu kwa sababu hatuna kibali kutoka kwa serikali. Lakini pia tunapata pia changamoto ya hizo mbegu zimepotea. Hizi zimepotea kwa ajili ya hizi kampuni kubwa kubwa zenye zinatengeneza mbegu, hizi mbegu za hybrids zimekuja na utaalamu wake na zimefanya wakulima kuondoka kwa zile asili yao ya kuhifadhi mbegu zao za kiasili, ambapo kumefanya kutokuwepo na zile mbegu zetu za kiasili ambazo zimepotea na ndio tunazitafuta kwa sahizi. So wakulima wengi wamepatana na hizo changamoto kwa sababu ya zile changamoto ambazo tunapata ubishano wa kampuni mbalimbali za mbegu ambazo zimekuja na zinakuja na mambo mengi kuhusu hizo aina ya mbegu ambazo zinasemekana zinastahimili wadudu, na tumepata moja mbili tatu ya wakulima ambao wametumia hizo mbegu wamesema zinapata magonjwa kwa haraka sana, na ukiangalia sana hizo mbegu wanakosa kuzirudisha tena wakati mwingine kwa sababu haziwezi toa mazao ambayo ilikuwa ya awali ambayo iliwekwa kwa sababu ya wale wataalamu ambao waliwaelezea.
So I'm Collins Chibole. I work with the Grobo Intensive Agriculture Center of Kenya where we are right now, and I want to talk about this, our local variety maize. This is Central Kenya. We have tried planting different varieties of maize, and this is a maize variety from Western Kenya, known as Namba Nane. It does very well here, and it does good with the climatic conditions that are here. People who planted hybrid maize this season have nothing to harvest because too much heat, and the hybrid varieties cannot survive in that heat, and also because of these climate changes now it's better to go for open pollinated varieties than the hybrid varieties, which are not bringing any harvest. So I will urge farmers to start saving their local varieties, to start looking where they went, to start searching for them so that they start planting them.
Farmers have indigenous knowledge on how to identify and to select the type of seeds that they want. They have in the past grown their food using the heirloom open pollinated seeds.
Watu ya zamani walikuwa organic farmers. Na ile kitu walikuwa wanafanya, anaenda kwa shamba, anaangalia ile mahindi izaa mbele ya zile zingine. Anaifunga, anamark. Hizo ndio mbele ya kutoa ile mahindi ile nyingine atatoa kwanza. Na inafungwa kitu tunaita manja, unaifunga vizuri na pelekwa pale kwa jiko. Kitchen. Ile moshi ambayo inatoka kwa nini? Inaharden ile mahindi. Na hakuna wadudu wanaweza kuharibu ile mahindi. Hiyo ni kumaanisha hata ikienda kwa shamba, wadudu watapata kazi ngumu sana kutoboa kuharibu ile mahindi. Maana already ni hardened.
Hii hybrid ukipanda,
when you grow the hybrid variety, you have to add fertilizer and spray chemicals to preserve them because they get affected a lot by insects and pests. When you try to grow the harvested seeds, they do not produce as much yield as the indigenous varieties. The skin of a pumpkin will be hard when the pumpkin is ripe. We use a fingernail and gently try to puncture the pumpkin skin. If the skin dents but does not puncture, the pumpkin is ready to pick. We then remove the seeds from the mature pumpkin and dry them for the next planting season.
Nini yake. Sasa hiyo ndio utahifadhi, hatuendi kununua mbegu ya malenge, sisi wenyewe tunaiondia mbegu ya malenge.
Mimi ile kitu nimeona katika mahindi ya Kikamba,
The indigenous seeds that we grow are not easily punctured by insects, unlike the hybrid seeds.
Hii ambaye ni ya mfuko, hii ambaye ni duma, nini, inatoka kwa shamba na hiyo ngulu. Ukiweka hata kwa store, inatoborewa haraka sana. Lakini hii ya kikamba, haitoborei haraka. Inakuwa ni mahindi ambaye inaweza kukaa muda mrefu, kama vile tunavyoona, vile nimefanya hiyo nini, unaweza kuiweka hata kwa muda mrefu na ifikie wakati mwingine wa kupanda.
My work is to build the capacities of smallholder farmers so that they are able to grow food using the seeds that are theirs, our seeds, our sovereignty, our pride. And that's what I'm talking about. Our seed, our sovereignty, our pride.
Tuilime kienyeji, tutengeneze mbolea za kienyeji, tukule chakula cha kienyeji, tuepuke na magonjwa ya kemikali.